Beerburrum to Nambour rail line, I think $38.9 million. But was it new money? Jeff Addison's here to take us through what he knows. He's, of course, with Rail Back on Track, commuter advocate. Morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Yes, can you help us understand what happened yesterday, the rail funding?
Yes, look, it's obviously the continuation of funding for the announced rail duplication. $160.8 million was contributed by the Queensland State Government, and the bulk of the money, $390 million, came from the Federal Government. So I certainly welcome the continuation of funding. My concerns mainly are that the current funding is only for stage one of the works, and we're still at this impasse between state and federal funding for the project. So what that means is it's basically half-baked. So at the moment, if you look on any website, you'll see the project's called Beerburrum to Nambour Rail Upgrade, or B2N. But in actual fact, many people will be surprised to learn that the rail duplication actually goes from Beerburrum to Biwa, 1.5 kilometres north of Biwa, and that's it. That's only 13.8 kilometres of rail. So I can tell you that I received underwriter information documents back in 2009 that told me that the benefits of rail capacity won't be achieved until the rail duplication goes through to Lanesborough. I also understand that Queensland Rail's position has always been that they needed to duplicate to just north of Lanesborough to get the efficiencies of the track. So
Were you expecting, though, anything more in the budget? Were you hoping for more, or was this expected?
Yeah, look, no, I was hoping for more because stage one works, as I've described, are half-baked.
So that extra kilometre and a half or whatever it was, that you were hoping for that to be funded?
Oh, look, it's about, I think, 4 or 5 kilometres more before it would reach Lanesborough.
Yeah.
I do have concerns with the project overall anyway. With regards to stage two, they're talking about just extending passing loops, which will assist freight, but they're talking about extending them on the current alignment, which was built in 1890 and is winding and tortuous north of Lanesborough.
What about the station upgrades? Has there been any talk of funding those?
No, not. They're part of the Stage 2 works, and at this point in time there is $0 for Stage 2 works.
But are the states saying we need that federal government assistance and the split needs to be better funded in terms of what we pay as opposed to what the feds pay?
I assume that would still be the case, as it has been, yes. As you know, I believe, and I've always believed from the start of my campaign, that 50-50 was a fair split. In fact, I first raised the idea of federal funding and had a meeting with Warren Truss back in 2013.
Warren Truss, let's go back in time. Wow. I remember him, yeah.
Yep. He told me that they wanted 1,900 metre freight trains running up the North Coast Line. The Queensland Government's plan is sort of 1,500 metre freight trains, but in actual fact, the only freight train you can run up the North Coast Line is 650 metres long. The shortest passing loop in the entire North Coast Line just happens to be at my hometown of Palmwoods, and that isn't being addressed by the Stage 2 works, which is rather ironic. It's 683 metres long, and the longest freight train it can hold is 650. Now, I understand under the Stage 2 works, which does include just passing loop extensions at Yulo, Woombye and Lanesborough, that it will allow 950-metre freight trains to go through. The Queensland State Government are also currently working on extensions to rail passing loops up the North Coast Line between Rockhampton and Townsville. They're doing 8 of them, and they've done 4 of them, and once they complete those works by mid-next year, they will be able to run 950-metre-long freight trains until they get to Nambour, of course,
still,
and then they're back to the bottleneck.
That's right, yeah. Still half of what Mr. Truss was talking about, though.
Yes, yeah, a long way from being as truly efficient.
What about the fact, though, Jeff, that we're now potentially a marginal area with a couple of Labor members?
Yeah, look, that will certainly change things, I hope.
Have you spoken to them, and do you know what their thoughts are on any of this?
I have reached out to the winner of the seat of Nicklin and congratulated him on his win, and I've offered to meet with him. He would like to meet with me, and he said that, you know, rail was close to his heart, so that is really encouraging. And, look, I just want to meet with Mr. Skelton to explain to him where the current situation is at so that he has a full understanding of, you know, what we have and what we're getting.
We've been talking about this idea of where all this money comes from in a pandemic and with record low interest rates, and that governments just seem to be able to dig ever deeper and deeper and come up with billions and billions of dollars of debt. You're frustrated that they can't find the money for this project?
Yes, I am. Yeah, look, they could, you know, I believe they could if they wanted to. If you look at the original infrastructure plan, the state infrastructure pipeline that was put out in 2019, it had this project sort of staged over 4 years. The latest infrastructure map for 2020 shows it sort of spaced out over 5 years. So the amount spent each year that was originally announced in the pipeline in 2019 was more than what they're currently spending now each year. So it's like the project is being stretched out dollar-wise and time-wise. And one of the ironies of this entire situation is that the Stage 1 works, which are the only works that have the funding, this $550.8 million in funding, they're concentrating, they're doing park and ride extensions to do at Landsborough and Beerburrum. And those park and ride extensions are designed for passenger demand by 2036. So, which is good, you know, it's showing foresight. But the irony, I guess, is that we have had no extra services since the 1.5 services we got back in March this year. Before that, we hadn't had anything since 2014. We're still waiting the 9 trains that Jackie Trad promised to the people of Woomba in 2015, the 9 daily trains, which to date the minister has refused to even comment on.
They're more worried about the 24-hour air conditioning and lighting noise they've got to do.
That's a whole other issue too with the NGA trains.
But what about the other talk is that they'll get a fast train into Maroochydore that doesn't even go to Nambour. How does that relate to all of this? Can you just talk about that in a simple terms?
Yes. Look, obviously it's just a federal initiative. The only money for that has been for the business case which was presented. I discovered that business case excluded Nambour, and the only two options put forward both go to Maroochydore. What is interesting is that the current rail duplication, where it stops just north of Beerwah, just happens to be just shy of where that Cancos corridor, Maroochydore rail, would peel off. Perhaps there's been some discussion behind doors about what's going to happen.
But there's no point in funding this duplication north of there, because you're going to have this other line at some point, this trunk line coming into Maroochydore at some point. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, you'll still need the rail duplication, and it certainly still needs to go through to Landsborough and, I believe, through to Nambour. But just getting back to the park and rides and them being required by 2036, the freight issue actually reaches its peak in 2023. So after 2023, the business case for the rail says that trucks are going to be forced onto the Bruce Highway. It states that there will be 497 truck journeys per week on the Bruce Highway extra by 2036. And there's no money for that. So we have this ironic utopia situation where the car parking and so on, even though we haven't got all the extra trains we've been promised, is being provided for a situation in 2036. The freight situation reaches its climax in 2023 and nothing is being done for it.
We're glad you're there shining a light on this issue, Geoffrey. Thank you for coming on again.
No worries. Thank you, Rob.
That's Geoff Addison, Rail Back on Track with